You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Advances towards Sana'a took place. It simply became the case that they were unopposed in many cases.
The U.S. closed its embassy in Yemen earlier this week, and Rasmussen acknowledged the two events have hurt the effort against the al-Qaeda affiliate in the region. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber is under pressure from legislators to resign because of an influence peddling scandal linked to his fiancée's work as a consultant. The governor earlier today insisted he's not going to step down.
Nope, I got elected. A lot of people spent a lot of time and money and energy to get me in this position, and I owe it to them to do the job as best I can.
USA Radio News.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
Journalists around the world were shocked at the sudden death last night of CBS World Correspondent Bob Simon. Shelley Adler now has some remembrances of a great journalistic mind.
The news was shocking to those who watched him and those who worked with him, like 60 Minutes correspondent Lara Logan.
Just so sudden and so swift and such a loss.
A loss, says 60 Minutes colleague Steve Croft, that cannot be replaced.
He was a gutsy reporter, a true gentleman, and really a stylish old-school journalist.
And a journalist that CNN's Anderson Cooper admired.
From the time I was a kid, I remember zeroing in on Bob Simon as being everything I ever wanted to be.
Bob Simon was 73. I'm Shelley Adler.
A rookie New York City police officer is pleading not guilty to a series of charges related to the shooting of an unarmed black man. More from New York correspondent Warren Levinson.
Police officer Peter Liang pleaded not guilty to six counts, including manslaughter and official misconduct, in the shooting death in November of a Kai Gurley in a darkened public housing stairway. District Attorney Kenneth Thompson.
This police officer put his finger on the trigger of his gun and fired that gun into a darkened stairwell when there was no threat.
The victim was black. The case came amid controversy over a grand jury's refusal to indict in the police killing of Eric Garner, a black man on Staten Island. Thompson insists the charges, which carry up to 15 years in prison terms, have nothing to do with race. Warren Levinson, New York.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington.
20, winds west-northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight. A low near 10, winds light and variable. Cloudy with periods of snow during the afternoon. Tomorrow, a high near 35, winds south of 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow, 70%, about 1 inch of snow is expected. Windy with a few clouds from time to time on Sunday the 15th. A few flurries are possible, a high of 16. Mostly sunny skies on Monday with a high of 32. And sunny skies on Tuesday the 17th. And mostly cloudy skies early will become partly cloudy later in the day with a high of 29 on Wednesday. Temperatures in our area right now, all single digits. 7 in Raritan, 6 in White House, 7 in Clinton, 5 in Quakertown, 4 in Pittstown, 8 in Ringos, of course, they're down south, and 8 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Well, good morning, Hunter and Big C here, coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse and the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day. I'm going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County. Little Peter Gabriel this morning. It's his birthday today. Solo career. Prior to that, he was part of the Genesis band. It is 10 after 8. It is Friday. Let's find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. A little tougher to get that car running this morning, huh? Had to actually go back to the old school and warm it up a little bit before you got into it. Congestion on 78 this morning. Start out around 720, 724. Delays 78 eastbound. Exit 24, Kenwood 523 Old Wick Road. Delays due to volume. That's it for right now. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. All right, time for the Hunterdon County Hunterdon Chamber Radio schedule for today, Friday, February 13th. I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heide on. She'll be on around 8:30, and then we'll talk about the markets there. It looks like they're having a up day today. We'll find out if that's going to continue by the time I get to 9:30. At 8:40, I have Mike at the movies. Mike is going to talk to me and give me a list of romantic movies. Not quite in his wheelhouse, but he certainly is apprised of them and knows of them well. It's just not his particular taste. But he'll give us a good list of movies that you might want to consider as part of your Valentine's Day weekend. Hands Across Hunterdon is on at 10 o'clock. Susan Lax comes across the hall from Hunterdon Helpline talking about the various services that they are in contact with to help anybody and everybody. At this particular moment, given the crazy wind chills, the very cold temperatures, people who are struggling with heat, people who are struggling with homelessness, Hunterdon Helpline is very, very an integral part of getting those people service that they need. So Susan Lax will talk all about that from 10 to 11. At 11 o'clock, it's Boomer's World. Tracy Lynn Fuzzolari and her staff from Homestead Senior Care come on talking about making sure that you or your loved one is living an independent life at home. If you need to understand that counsel, that advice, you're looking for GAP services to make sure that you feel comfortable that your mom, dad, grandma, grandpa can live at home safe, Boomer's World is the show for you. All About Animals with Kathy Sauer is on at lunchtime. She talks. She's an equine therapist and a canine therapist, and she talks about how to keep our animals in the best shape and in the best relationship possible. Living Consciously with Bob Burns is on from 2 to 3. Bob is a master clinical hypnotherapist, a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, a Reiki master, published author, and a master motivator. Bob is going to help you live consciously. Law issues, law topics with Pat Smits is on from 4 to 5. She is an attorney right here in Flemington and brings all the legal thoughts to you. And then she is joined by a couple of other attorneys from 5 to 6, the sports guys, talking all about national sports. We're getting ready for baseball season. Getting ready for the preseason, and basketball and hockey are on their way, middle of the season right now. We're starting to talk about the off season for the football teams, so all those things are coming up to be discussed on the Sports Guys. That's the entire HunterdonChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HunterdonChamber.com website. mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter and Radio. All the ways listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterandChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back with more in just a moment.
This is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
It's 8:18. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on JimRadio.com. A little bit of Edwin Starr, Happy Radio, helping me with BrownieLocks.com. Celebration observances for the week and the day. Congenital Heart Defect Awareness Week finishes up tomorrow. Dump Your Significant Jerk Week ends today. Now, one last day to do it. Really, there's somebody better out there. Have a Heart for a Chain Dog Week. Risk Awareness Week. International Hoof Care Week. Kathy Sauer's on today at lunchtime. Talk about equine care. International Week of Black Women in the Arts. Love makes the world go round, but laughter keeps us from getting dizzy week. Celebration of Love Week. Children of Alcoholics Week. Jell-O Week. Freelance Writers Appreciation Week. National Secondhand Wardrobe Week. Random Acts of Kindness Week. Finishes up on the 15th. International Flirting Week. International Friendship Week. Love a Mensch Week. National Green Week. World Ag Expo. Great Backyard Bird Count starts today. American International Toy Fair starts tomorrow. National Condom Week starts tomorrow. I find that it's obviously not a coincidence. National Nest Box Week. NCCDB Alzheimer's and Dementia Staff Education Week starts tomorrow as well. For today, it is Blame Someone Else Day. It is Desperation Day, Employee Legal Awareness Day. Got the It's the Law with Pat Smith today. Maybe she'll talk about that. Get a Different Name Day, International Condom Day, Madly in Love with Me Day, and World Radio Day. I'm already participating. What are you going to do? Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. It's written in the Hunter County Democrat. On the 12th, and it says, Therapeutic Riding Program seeks TAC donations for spring sale. So Riding with Heart, the Hunter and Equine Assisted Recreation and Therapy organization, is seeking donations of new and gently used horse tack, equestrian clothing, and barn supplies and equipment for its Saturday, March 28th spring tack sale at its Pittstown Alexandria Township Farm. Items needed for the sale include bridles, halters, saddles, blankets, turnouts, saddle pads, riding breeches, jackets, tack boxes, saddle racks, basically any gear for the horse, rider, or barn. Donated items may be brought to Riding with Hearts Farm at 639 County Road 513, just west of Pittstown. Drop-off hours are from 10 a.m. to 1, Monday through Friday, and from 10 a.m. to 2, on Saturday, March 14th and Saturday, March 21st. Call 908-735-5912 before you come or to coordinate an alternative drop-off time. All donations are tax-deductible. Riding with Heart is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose equine-assisted programs serve clients with a wide range of disabilities, including autism, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, spina bifida, traumatic brain injury, blindness, and other forms of physical, mental, emotional, and communicative disorders. In order, the organization's unmounted equine-assisted learning, in addition, the organization's unmounted equine-assisted learning psychotherapy programs partner with horses in tackling depression, bullying, and children at risk, family, relationship, and women's issues. Monetary donations may be mailed to Riding with Heart, 639 County Route 513, Pittstown, New Jersey, 08867, or made online at ridingwithheart.org. Shop at Riding with Heart Spring Tack Sale on Saturday, March 28th, with 10 a.m. from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for great horse gear at bargain prices. And check out Riding with Heart on Facebook to preview sale items. The sale will be held rain or shine. And for more horse news, check out Horse News, which covers everything equestrian on Mid-Atlantic area and can be reached at horsenews@hcdemocrat.com. Yeah, it's been a fabulous program for years. It's obviously doing some great work, and they could use some help with their spring sale. So if you have that, help out a great program. Learn more about it and check it out because it's doing a fabulous job. Vitamin C for today. Celebrity birthday is from famousbirthdays.com for February 13th. Robbie Williams is 41, singer. Aston Marigold, also a singer, he's 27. Matt Cutshaw is 30, web video star. Jerry Springer turns 71 today. Prince Michael Jackson is 18. Jonathan Ciccone Jolly is 35, web video star. Randy Moss is 38. played for the Vikings and Cardinals and the Patriots. Katie Hopkins is 40, reality star. Jaden James is 29. Alex Sawyer is TV actor. He's 22. Ruben Gerdenson is 25, web video star. Sonia, that singer, is 44 today. Peter Gabriel, we had him. He collects his Social Security today. He's 65. Stockard Channing is 71, movie actress. Kelly Hugh is 47, movie actress. Memphis Depay, soccer player. He's 21. Henry Rollins is 54. He sings. Peter Tork is 73 today from the Monkees. Mike Krzyzewski, 1,000-game winner in basketball from Duke. He's 68 today. Natalia Peschenk is 44. She's a pianist. Carolyn Lawrence is 48. Leona Kate Vaughn is 20. TV actress. Ashlim Alshamsi is 46. She's a singer. And Mina Savari, 36, is a movie actress. Chuck Yeager, man to break the sound barrier, is 92 today. Hugh Dennis, comedian, is 53. Tennessee Ernie Ford was born today. Oliver Reed, movie actor. Grant Wood, artist. Kim Novak, movie actress. She's 82 today. Rafael Marquez, 36. He's a soccer player. Steve Ritchie, engineer, is 65. And Ben Collins, race car driver. He's 40. Bess Truman, political wife. She was born today as well. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, well, email me at goodmorning@earnchamber.com and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. There's the Monkey, Peter Tork. We're going to be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and earnchamber.com in just a few minutes.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirtz.
On the confirmation of Ashton B. Carter of Massachusetts to be the Secretary of Defense, the ayes are 93, the nays are 5, the motion is carried.
That was Senator John Hoeven announcing that the Senate has confirmed the President's choice to run the Pentagon. Ashton Carter will replace Chuck Hagel and be Obama's fourth Defense Secretary in 6 years. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he voted for Carter, but with conditions.
My support is conditioned on this request. The incoming secretary needs to have the courage to speak truth to power. To Congress, yes, but also to his commander-in-chief.
The same federal judge who struck down Alabama's ban on same-sex marriage is now ordering officials in Mobile County to start issuing gay marriage licenses. Some judges wouldn't give out licenses to anyone, including heterosexual couples. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirtz.
It's 8:28, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We are experiencing, 6 degrees, a heat wave. We have a wind chill advisory and a high wind watch in effect. Winds could be gusting up to 60 miles an hour for most of the day, with the wind chill advisory continuing until noon today. 10 to 15 miles an hour, 10 to 15 degrees below zero was where we were earlier this morning. Right now we're feeling, about minus 9. How's that for good? Today is the Friday the 13th. Not a bad day for having all this crazy weather. Plentiful sunshine, a high near 20. Winds west-northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with a low near 10. Winds will be light and variable, so it won't feel as cold as it is. Cloudy with periods of snow during the afternoon for Valentine's Day. A high of 35, 36. Chance of snow 70%. Only 1 inch of snow is expected. Windy with a few clouds from time to time on Sunday. A high of 16. Mostly sunny and 22 on Monday. Generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds and 33 on Tuesday. And Wednesday, some clouds early will give way to generally clear conditions. A high of 29. Temperatures in our area, all single digits, 6 in White House, 5 in Franklin, 5 in Alexandria, 8 down in East Amwell, and 5 over in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Michelle Heide is with me yet again. Good morning, Michelle. How cold are you?
I am freezing. I had a fight with the kids again this morning, especially my daughter, to put the hat and gloves on. But
yeah.
I made them do it because it's just too cold out there.
Yeah, it doesn't take long. You're standing outside for a few minutes, and all of a sudden your ears are numb. You don't even realize it. So
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Not good. Oh, Friday the 13th. Happy Friday the 13th. Kind of weird.
That's right. It's Friday the 13th.
Kind of weird having that right before Valentine's Day. It doesn't happen often, but it's a little weird. But
it is a little weird.
But markets don't seem to be spooked today. What's going on?
No, they do not. The markets definitely are not chilly. I mean, yesterday we ended up having a pretty decent day, mostly due to the fact that, as I mentioned yesterday morning, we have the ceasefire agreement between Russia and Ukraine, firming oil prices, strong earning reports. You know, Greece is kind of, you know, still unable to reach a deal with the EU, but a lot of analysts are pretty confident that, as they're calling it, a Grexit, a Greek exit, would not occur. even though we had retail sales for January coming in a little bit weaker than expected, you know, that really didn't affect things too much.
Right.
Some of the laggards yesterday, even though the Dow ended up, you know, over 110 points, we had American Express, my former parent company, kind of dragging quite a bit by about 6% on news that Costco is not going to accept American Express in the U.S. starting next April due to the fact that the two companies did not reach an agreement on renewal terms. So that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
They had the monopoly of any type of credit card stuff with Costco, but
right.
I guess it didn't appear to find an agreement that would be beneficial to both of them. So, but again, all in all, we had a pretty nice day yesterday, and even this morning, as you mentioned, the markets aren't looking too spooked on this Friday the 13th.
Nope.
Let's see, we have gains currently happening in Europe. We had some German data coming out showing some growth over there. We still have the oil markets, you know, hanging in there, not too much volatility going on there. Yesterday, we had the NASDAQ ending at its highest level since 2000. Woo.
Wow.
and let's see, so far this morning, not much economic data until 9:55, and I don't know why they pick these random times, but anyway, that's when we have consumer sentiment, and the economists, polled by MarketWatch, expect a slight improvement 98.5 in February, up from 98.1 in January. So we'll see what those numbers look like a little bit later this morning. Let's see. Earnings-wise, we had Dan Smucker saying that their sales slipped in their fiscal third quarter, dented by the weak volume in their U.S. retail coffee segment. Let's see. Zynga was obviously in the news yesterday and also this morning. They're currently down about 13% after they said Thursday that their loss continued to widen. So things are still a little bit shaky over there. Let's see. We have Groupon rising a tiny bit before the bell, even though they issued a weak outlook. And AIG did slip a little bit. Their fourth quarter earnings fell short of estimates. So that's kind of what's happening so far this morning. But it looks like futures, you know, looks like we're going to open at least slightly in the green, see where we go from here. Again, we've had a nice little run-up the past week or so. So
yeah.
It'd be interesting to see see where we head today.
Yeah, it's funny. The unemployment numbers yesterday weren't, they missed expectations, right?
Right.
So I'm wondering, are we playing into the thought process that Janet's not going to raise the rates? Is that the game we're back into?
That's a big question out there. You know, when's it going to happen? You know, because some of the presidents are saying June, but then when the economic data continues to come in, you know,
right.
Not super great, but not terrible. That is kind of the feeling that the market has.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of playing that little game right now.
Yep. All right. Very good. Tell me about this hearttohearts.org. What's this organization about that you're affiliated with?
All right. It is a nonprofit, and basically their focus is on educating women and their families about wellness. They're not designed to replace your medical professionals and all the other folks we deal with on a health basis.
Right.
They're meant to be more of an educational group that does different workshops, have various doctors speaking, and is meant to get information out there, especially to people that aren't able to access some of the information. So whether
right.
it's ranging from talking about weight issues or Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, you know, what's the latest, you know, fad diet, and is it really, you know, something worth considering, you know, those types of things. So it's a group they've been around for a little while, and we've started trying to get a little bit more active here in the Hunterdon area. So yeah, we're going to be doing a showing of a movie, I don't know if you've heard of it, called Fed Up. And basically, it just talks about the obesity epidemic and sugar and the fact that as consumers, we all need to be aware and pay much more attention to what it is that we eat, which, you know, again, that's been getting a lot more publicity in terms of the labeling and all that kind of stuff. So,
It sounds tremendously informative. Katie Couric, I think, is the narrator it mentions here. And you guys are showing that over at the...
over at A Life in Balance, which is right across the street from Bluefish Grill.
Okay.
So yeah, it's on a Saturday, the 28th at 1 p.m., and I try to put a note in there. It's a great day to hit the farmer's market, maybe
there
grab
you go
a little lunch, and then come check out the movie.
Actually, maybe you could reverse it. Check the movie and then go to the farmer's market, because you'll better, more inspired to get that type of food rather than the processed food that you eat.
That's a very good point.
You know, I don't know about you, but I lately have seen there's been an uptick in feminine awareness with regard to image, and it's a good thing. What's happening now is I feel that there's a level of information that's pressing the media to say stop with the photoshopping of images. Stop with the constant rave about a particular feminine shape. And then recently with the Oscars, the attacks on or the retorts by a lot of the female actresses that they're getting the stupid questions from the tabloids that don't seem to be the same types of questions that go on to the men. And I just see they might not be exactly connected, but I see it as a total movement that that our society is saying enough's enough. We need to get we need to have a better understanding as to what we're talking about nowadays when it comes to body image and obviously nutrition and all that. So,
absolutely. I mean, you know, the old good example is Barbie dolls and how you know, they're really not made true to life because no one looks like them.
Right.
You know, in the fact that Sports Illustrated swimsuit, their cover had the plus size model on it, which I think is great. You
right.
know, somebody that's a normal size person wasn't afraid to put a bikini on,
right.
you know, and that way, it's like you said, you know, stop the photoshopping and the, you know, clearing up all the flaws and that kind of stuff. And, you know, everybody's human, even the people that you see in the movies and out in the public eye, you know, we're all humans and why not embrace what you have instead of trying to hide it and have this, so it's good to see, you know, a little bit of a shift going on there.
Yep.
And absolutely.
I bring you right back to this. The reason I think that this Fed Up movie is important is because it's starting to tell women about, and hopefully everybody, about how better nutrition, taking care of yourself, and what the appropriate body image is for a normal human being, as opposed to the media shaped image that we're trying to get at. So it's sounds like Heart to Heart is a great. You said it's recently new in the area, but it's a national organization.
It's actually a local organization based out of Mercer County.
Okay.
And I've known the director and some of the other folks on the board for quite some time, and they just moved their location. They're right off 95, not too far from Pennington. And you know, we've done a few programs up here in Hunterdon, but I think we're going to try to start doing some more, again, just to kind of keep the word out and let people know, same thing. You know, it's all about good nutrition, taking good care of yourself, whether it's your physical body, your mental body, your spiritual body, and, you know, how all those things fit together. And, you know, another thing that they focus on, too, is, you know, keeping all of your health information in one place. They do a health portfolio class, which is really a great class. I've actually done it for my clients several times. I've had them come in, and, you know, it's just as important to have all of your medical information, especially for people that are dealing with older parents, you know, not only yourself, but older parents and your kids. Having a place to keep everything,
right,
whether it's in a book or electronically, all that kind of stuff. So lots of good information.
Cool. Very good. All right, Michelle, all right. Appreciate it as always. Going to give you the weekend off and Monday. I'll give you Monday off as
Woo-hoo.
Well. So I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisor Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. She's on Tuesdays on Some Things About Money, and she helps me with the investment update on Good Morning Hunter and HuntChamber.com. We're going to be right back. Mike at the Movies up next.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, it's time for Mike at the Movies, independent film reviewer. He's on the phone with me. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Big C. I'm okay.
All right. You had to take inventory there for a minute. Before we get started, I know we're gonna talk a little bit about Valentine's Day, but I was checking today in history, a little later on, one of the movie or cinema historical things is that Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon received 10 nominations in the Academy Awards, I think it was back in 2001, 2002, something like that. I know you're not a huge fan of the Oscar awards process, but my question is twofold. Number one is, does being nominated, does that have some weight in your mind, despite the fact that it may not, you know, the choosing of the other, you know, the choosing of the winner out of the five or so candidates or nominations might be more political than it should be, But does the nomination process itself give us a clue as to some movies that we should consider watching, like Crouching Tiger? And does Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon meet a criteria that garnered 10 nominations?
Does being nominated have any? Yeah, certainly. Yeah. I mean, if nothing else, if nothing else, you can use it in the advertising.
Right.
The marketability of the film increases just simply for that. You know, all else aside.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. It now has that distinction.
Well, my question to you is: Does having nominations give any credence to the quality of the film in your mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I think so. You know, something I would prefer to just, you know, take a film, you know, on its own merits. But I mean, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, you know, is a remarkable movie. So yeah, certainly it does. It does.
Okay.
It certainly does bolster its merit, if you will. Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at, if I go and find a list of Academy Award nominations, not necessarily the winners, that would give me a pretty good list of some movies that I should pay attention to.
Why not?
Yeah
okay. Sure.
All right. Good. Because I know after that it gets a little ugly when they, you know, certain people are not being voted on because they, of some political reason or some other personal bashing, but whatever.
I you know, you certainly, if you were to you know, these lists, litanies, etc., are readily, you know, you can certainly find them with little effort.
Mm-hmm.
And you would, you know, certainly do well to have a look at that.
Right.
Why not?
Okay, very good. I appreciate it, because I saw that yesterday and I went, oh, let me ask him about that. So it's a little peculiar to have Valentine's Day right after Friday the 13th. I feel like we're supposed to have a horror film right before we talk about romance, but which has happened a lot in a lot of horror films. We have the romance first, and then the.
It's become almost a cliche in certain genres.
Of course, of course. So, but we asked. I asked you if you would give us a list or some advice as to what movies might a couple might want to watch on Valentine's Day to give that effort into.
What I've done is I've get, you know, I have one, the first one, let's start with one in the theaters right now.
Okay.
I believe it's also, if not already, it's going to be on streaming or pay-per-view quite soon.
All right.
It's called The Voices, and it is a horror comedy.
Oh, okay.
As luck would have it, and it's directed by Marjane Satrapi, who is more well-known as a novelist. It's her first film. Mm-hmm. It stars Ryan Reynolds, Anna Kendrick, Jackie Weaver, and Gemma Atherton. And this is a young man named Jerry who works in a factory and where they wear pink boiler suits, among other things. And he is a nice young man, and it turns out that he has some issues with his mental health. And he lives with his cat, Mr. Whiskers, and his dog, who's a mastiff named Bosco. And yeah, you guessed it, he hears voices. And among the voices that he hears are his dog,
mm-hmm.
who is constantly supportive, and he's an American, and just wonderful. And Mr. Whiskers, who is rather evil and has a Scottish accent and is constantly berating him. And putting him down and encouraging him to do bad things. Jerry tries to get a date with the office hottie. This is Gemma Atherton, and something very bad. Jerry does something very bad during the course of their date,
uh-huh.
and other bad things happen. And you know, Jerry's being encouraged to take his meds by his doctor, and he doesn't always, and things. things go awry, things happen, and then he has to come home and contend with his pets.
Nice.
This is a black comedy. This is a horror comedy. This has some gore, but this is a really quite a good performance by everyone, particularly Ryan Reynolds, who has to be convincing in terms of his mental illness and believable as a decent guy.
Right.
And also there are some moments of genuine pathos in it, and he manages this quite well. And he's ably supported by Anna Kendrick and Jackie Weaver and the others I mentioned. And it's a black comedy, but it is funny.
Cool.
And so there you are. You can take your Valentine to see this. And you know, there's a bit of horror and there's a bit of fun. Mm-hmm. And there you have it.
And I'm going to start a movement against the portrayal of cats as evil. I can't do
Cat is truly quite evil, and the fact that it speaks with a Scottish accent,
that's wow,
is quite good. And he's the dog almost invariably supports him, and you know, it's just with him. The cat just really, it berates him, encourages him to do the most horrific things.
Nice.
And that's part of Jerry's dilemma. Just the scene where the sequence where he's with his psychiatrist, and their session is one where the psychiatrist is, let's put it this way, under duress, is worth the price of admission.
There you go. Okay. Wow.
And I will say again, it's rated R for violence and language, but it's funny and it's genuine. So yes, see it.
Cool. All right. What's next?
All right, Laggies.
Laggies.
From 2014, this is rated R. It's directed by Lynn Shelton.
Okay.
And this is, you guessed it, this is a romantic comedy as well. Stars Keira Knightley, Chloe Grace Moretz, and Sam Rockwell. And this is about Megan, who is 28, and after high school, and we have a prequel with our high school friends, and now it's 10 years later. And she's been to college and been to grad school, and she's rather directionless, and she works for her dad, who's a CPA, and does tax preparation and so forth. And her boyfriend, her long-term boyfriend, proposes at a wedding, and she wigs out. And under the guise of going to a career and personal development seminar for a week, she escapes, and she goes to live and sneak into Annika's house. Annika is a teenager whom Megan got to know while buying her and her friend beer.
Okay.
And so, yes. And so there it is, and she goes to hang out with these teenagers and figure things out and become friends with them, and she becomes immersed in, with Annika's dad and trying to figure things out. And this is rather charming and pleasant and sugary. And there we are. Is it difficult to buy Keira Knightley as directionless and sort of a modern day slacker of sorts? Yeah.
Okay.
But she gives a good performance. So does Chloe Grace Moretz. So does Sam Rockwell. And we have all of those things. And as per our mission, if you will, today. Yeah. Take your sweetie to see this one.
Okay. Very good.
Why not?
And did you come up with your own pick of the week, or do you have another?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Of course.
All right. Good.
Let's see. We're going all the way back to 1942 for Now Voyager, directed by Irving Rapper, starring Betty Davis, Paul Hanreid, Claude Rains. Okay, this is a soaper, folks. This is Sudsy. And it's Betty Davis at her peak.
Right.
And she is Charlotte, and she is a neurotic, frumpy young woman who is under the yoke of her tyrannical mother. And she gets, she's rescued in a way by her psychiatrist, played by the always wonderful Claude Rains. she emerges from her dowdy shell to find, yes, love and other complications. And the love interest is provided by Paul Hanreid, and it has one of the most recognized scenes of suave courtship, if you will. It's one of Betty's best. It's certainly weepy enough, and it's wonderfully shot. So, and it is available. You can certainly find it.
Neat. Betty Davis' eyes. What is it about her eyes that everybody keeps commenting on?
That was only Kim Carnes. You got to talk to Kim.
Okay.
you really need to talk to Kim. I'm sure you could find her.
And Claude Rains, the Invisible Man.
The Invisible Man, among other things, Claude Rains, who is part of this really quite wonderful cast. Yeah.
Neat. Very neat. All right, we got three. Three of them that you can consider for the weekend. So one in the theaters and two available on some type of stream or DVD type option. Very cool. Excellent. All right. Appreciate it as always. Hope you're staying warm down there. And
we're doing our best.
All right. I'll be giving you a call next week. Thanks a lot, Mike. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mike of the Movies, giving you three romantic comedies, romantic choices there for the holidays and for the holiday. And one of them happened to be a little bit of a thriller. So you have that for the Friday the 13th there as well. So a little bit of analogous to the events of today and tomorrow. We're at 8:57. Going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio.com in just a few minutes.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirtz.
On the confirmation of Ashton B. Carter of Massachusetts to be the Secretary of Defense, the ayes are 93, The nays are 5. The motion is carried.
That was Senator John Hovind announcing that the Senate has confirmed the president's choice to run the Pentagon. Ashton Carter will replace Chuck Hagel and be Obama's 4th defense secretary in 6 years. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he voted for Carter, but with conditions.
My support is conditioned on this request. The incoming secretary needs to have the courage to speak truth to power. To Congress, yes, but also to his commander-in-chief.
The same federal judge who struck down Alabama's ban on same-sex marriage is now ordering officials in Mobile County to start issuing gay marriage licenses. Some judges wouldn't give out licenses to anyone, including heterosexual couples. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
In 2002, a National Sleep Foundation poll found that 63% of women had trouble sleeping. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. In my opinion, a major reason for insomnia is the Blue Card. It's a shopping and loyalty card, and it's free. That's right, free. No charge, nada. With the Blue Card, you can receive up to 5% cash back on purchases. Most cards only offer 2% at most. No wonder girls can't sleep. With the Blue Card, you can also get shopping points that you could use for online purchases. So it's cash back and shopping points. Am I keeping you awake? If you refer the Blue Card to someone else, you could even earn money on their purchases. No, I'm serious. It's true. But it gets better. If you share the Blue Card with a merchant, you could earn on the purchases of everyone who uses the Blue Card at their store.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Acknowledge the two events have hurt the effort against the Al-Qaeda affiliate in the region. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber is under pressure from legislators to resign because of an influence peddling scandal linked to his fiancée's work as a consultant. The governor earlier today insisted he's not going to step down.
Nope. I got elected. A lot of people spent a lot of time and money and energy to get me in this position, and I owe it to them to do the job as best I can.
USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. People in the Northeast will be shivering in the coldest air they've felt in decades. About 33 million people are going to be affected by an Arctic blast this weekend, with the worst expected Sunday into Monday. Temperatures then could plunge 20 degrees below zero in parts of New England, with wind chills that could hit minus 35. Even today, frigid air is probably making it feel like you're in the freezer this morning. Scott Pringle is chatting with folks outside the bitter cold.
Joe is a crossing guard here, and he's been outside for a couple hours with his big poofy jacket on, looking like the Michelin tire guy.
I got layers of clothes on.
He says it's a project, just getting dressed. And then there's delivery man Amir, in shock when he stepped outside.
I felt like my face was cracking, you know, because of the intense coldness of, you know, and the dry air. So, you know, I just put a little Vaseline on my face and got me a nice cup of coffee to keep me warm inside.
An occasional wind is making it feel that much worse. Scott Pringle outside in the bitter cold in northern New Jersey.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Staples. More managers are encouraging sick employees to stay home, but your colleagues still came in with a flu and... Now, you've got it too. The flu costs the U.S. more than $87 billion annually and is